Comedy Podcast. It's another great day. My name is Mac Nipples, and I'm here with Dylan and our she's on the Trump transition team.
No.
She voted for Trump.
No, I didn't.
Her name is Coin Shortage on Instagram, but her real name is Alexandra.
Yeah.
And she's our intern.
Yeah. She hates women.
Folks,
Dumb a go-go.
This is very important. We hired her as a DEI hire. We wanted to have a woman on the show.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but she's very funny, so we're glad to have her. Glad to have you.
Thank God.
So,
hallelujah.
Yeah, we're not misogynists.
They're really not sexist.
Yeah, see?
They're not sexist at all.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Not a podcast I see. It's just a bunch of white males. I want to throw up.
Yeah, like Jonah Jerkins and Joe Kilgallen's podcast.
I've listened to like 5 seconds of it.
Yeah,
it's really good.
We're actually going to do a cross cast with them.
When I see a show,
I don't know if you can be on that one because we only have 4 microphones.
That's okay. I don't care.
The whole lineup is just men. It's just like,
yeah,
that's not comedy.
Yeah, men, yucky.
I kind of want, like, can we have 2 more people who look like Joe Killigan and Jonah Jerkins?
They do look like they're from the same test tube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jimbo Killigan or whatever.
I think they were. Well, Joe killing a gallon of coffee, right? Or killing a gallon of Joe. Right.
The guy who drinks a lot of coffee.
I love coffee.
Coffee's good.
Yeah.
I don't really drink it, though. I just eat caffeine pills.
I bet that Joe Killenagallen probably drinks Irish coffee.
Yeah.
I had a teacher.
So true.
George Kara George, allegedly.
What was his name?
George Kara George.
Oh,
was very Greek.
I remember that guy. Wasn't he part of the Declaration of Independence? He was one of the Georges.
He was one of the founding
Back
fathers.
Back then, they had George Washington. They had King George, who was
Santos.
No, they had another George. they had 80 Georges back then.
Yeah.
Now we just have George Soros, who controls the New World Order.
Curious George.
That's a new one.
George Howington, mm-hmm. who's runs Mike. That's about it.
Mm-hmm. I like coffee too.
Mm-hmm. Coffee.
I like coffee.
John Coffee was. That was the name of in Green Mile.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Clark Duncan, the big black dude.
Is that a movie? Fuck.
Yeah, it's
fuck.
It's that movie where the
should I watch it right now?
Michael Clark Duncan, the giant yes. black actor. He's dead now.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks was in it.
Oh,
as a
I know
prison
him.
Guard. Yeah.
He
is the guy that gets locked up for killing a girl, but he didn't kill her. He was trying to save her by. He was like a magic guy, and he was trying to.
How's he magic?
He would be able to breathe magic bees into people, and then they'd cure them of cancer or whatever.
He sucked diseases out of people, I believe.
No, that's Michael Clark sucking.
Oh, I always get
that's
mixed
the other
up.
One. Yeah. Are you confused?
I'm confused.
I like coffee. I'm not a big fan of Starbucks, but I. Yeah, I love 8 Mile.
Okay. You do? That's a good movie.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
That's where he's like, I'm a white boy, but my neck is red. I put
spaghetti,
Miracle
spaghetti,
Whip
spaghetti,
on my
spaghetti,
one
spaghetti,
of
spaghetti.
Bread.
The Dave Chappelle clip.
Mom,
spaghetti.
Yeah. Oh.
I like Mom's Pischetti. That's what I would call it when I was a kid. Pischetti.
Oh.
Yeah, because I didn't know how to say spaghetti.
Wait.
Slap him upside the head and...
Yeah, well, it was only good when I was a kid, and now it's bad. My mom's spaghetti sucks ass, but when it was Pischetti, when I was so young, that
why are you calling it Pischetti?
That's what I would call it when I was a kid.
Why?
Because I was retarded.
Okay, it feels Freudian. It feels like
Freudian.
Yeah,
mom's Pischetti.
Yeah, it was kind of like crossing a boundary.
What?
A taboo.
He's always interested in. Freud and all of his ideologies.
Yeah, I know George Freud is another one.
Because he wanted to have sex with his mom.
George,
so.
That's another
you
George.
You messed up the last name.
George Freud.
Yeah.
You
don't know George, the story?
Eminem is okay. I like Eminem.
I like what he did with, he took
so
like a million
like
and a half
Freud.
Dollars from Kamala Harris to talk for 1 minute on stage.
I love that coconut lady. She's so I wish she was my president.
Oh my gosh, you're a commie.
Actually, yeah, I love communism. Well,
yeah, me too.
Yeah, I like it like from a distance.
Oh, guys, I wanted to tell you something. I'm guys, I'm trans.
Oh,
well, yay.
I mean,
I'm a trans man.
Wait,
so I transitioned to become a girl and then back to a man. So I'm a man again.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That was just during this week.
As long as you're doing what God
wants. Well, I was trying to play women's sports.
Yeah.
And I wasn't good enough. So I was trying to get like a gold medal in the Olympics, but it didn't work out.
I thought it was all based on gender.
I think it's more of a feeling kind of thing.
More than a feeling.
A feel
more than a feeling.
brother.
I want a penis.
All right.
The other day someone was brought up that damn noise.
Damn.
I think because they know that I love it. Damn.
Yeah, I'll find it. But I'm a huge supporter of trans women playing in women's sports because I want men that turn into women to win all the Olympic medals. I want to bring back the patriarchy, baby.
Yeah.
I want men to have all of it. We got a king in England.
Mm-hmm. I think stand-up comedy should be an Olympic sport.
It's a real like good art.
Yeah. And then like for the other countries, they should translate it all to English.
It might be the hardest thing to do.
I guess someone in like Turkey would find like they'd kind of go wowie wow wow and then like say their own jokes that make sense in their own culture.
Yeah.
But okay, so I guess we can't do stand. Then why are we doing sports with other countries?
What do you mean? Well, that's to kind of, you know, bring everyone together and then we beat all of them and make them sad.
So that's the only reason we participate.
It's kind of to show our dominance. We force them all to come. And then Russia gives their people steroids and get kicked out. But then China, they have so many people and they just like just walk around and find the strongest ones.
They tied us in the number of gold medals this year.
Who, China?
Yeah, we beat everyone with total medals.
Yeah. Is Michael Phillips still in the thing?
Yeah, Michael Phillips. He was a hell of a swimmer. I think he did water polo.
Do you guys remember the show Pepper Ann?
Yes. Pepper Ann.
She's so cool for seventh grade.
I think I was like a baby.
She is one in a million.
I'm like 16.
I don't remember the show. I just remember the song, but it was probably really good.
Did you watch a lot of Rocket Power growing up?
What the fuck is that? What is that?
You know
what?
I don't even know what that is.
I watch a lot of Rocket Power. what did you watch? Sam? I Am Sam? What's that show called on Disney?
Sam? SpongeBob.
No, it was
No, I watched iCarly.
iCarly.
I watched like Drake and Josh.
And they had a spinoff of iCarly, right?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You watch all the shows where kids got molested on them.
Yeah.
Honestly, when I found that out about all those shows, I just thought my childhood's ruined. Theirs is even more.
That was iCarly when the producers of Nickelodeon were, you know, doing bad things.
Yeah, I feel like.
Well, she came back, so she obviously enjoyed it.
And Amanda, though.
Amanda Show.
She didn't. Yeah, that was not.
The Dancing Lobsters were sick.
Yeah, that was funny. I liked the Amanda Bynes Show.
She was like a virtuoso. She was so ready to be famous, and then they just, you know, really hurt her. Sad.
Yeah.
What happened?
She started saying like, "I like eggs."
The girl. We're in the girls' room. It was about the girls' bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was one girl that was mentally handicapped that would say, "I like eggs." I love that episode.
I like eggs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was like a reoccurring thing. It was pretty cool.
I would in high school, it was in my zeitgeist. I would walk in the bathroom and
like
say, in the boys' room. And maybe, I don't know if people liked it as much as on the show. So
yeah. And I've noticed
kept doing it, though.
In the news, they've been saying the word syncophant a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They've been saying
which news?
Every news. They were calling like Matt Gaetz, like a Trump Cinco fan. And I'm like, no one's ever used that word except for Bob Keane. So I think Bob Keane's running the deep state.
Oh, Bob.
Bob Keane called me a vapid Cinco fan one time.
He doesn't know me like that. He doesn't know me like that. But yeah. I would love to buy him a tracksuit.
Oh, Brian. Like Brian Crow.
Yeah, you know Brian Crow.
Oh, no. I do know him. I do know him. But do I know him? No.
He has a beak.
No.
He has a beak.
I heard he's a good engineer or whatever.
They're actually considering
that. I think he got fired from his job recently.
Oh, whoopsie.
So probably a bad engineer.
WTF.
Whoa, that girl. She was so... Yeah, I like that one.
So how about this? Santa Claus is God. Change my mind.
What?
Change my mind.
Santa Claus is God.
Yeah.
Santa Claus is God.
Change my mind.
He is not God. If anything, he is Satan because he gives kids
he's on the North Pole.
The kids what they want, what they desire, and he believes that it's you have to be good to get what you karmically get back in materialistic form.
He gives the bad kids really, coal.
Yes.
Yeah,
but
the satanic kids coal. He's not. Yeah. So he's and he's on the North Pole.
He doesn't. Hmm. Well, the poor kids get nothing.
What?
Yeah.
No, it.
No, I deliver coal to all the poor kids. I've been. I'm part of a charity. We bring coal to all the poor kids.
I don't.
Well, that's interesting. For
you
sure.
You gotta keep. I don't know.
It's a communist argument.
There are like different Santa Clauses too from different places of the world. If you're talking about the American Santa Claus, yes, he is basically our Jesus because it helps the economy.
It helps motivate young kids to work
but
harder.
But if it's yeah.
I'm talking about Saint Nick.
Saint Nick. That's the same person.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes. But what about Kris Kringle now? Kris Kringle.
I like Kris Kringle.
Kris Pringles?
Yep.
Paul Farrakhan.
Singles own podcast.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's my Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just brings
you don't
those
pray
treats.
To him though. You don't like write a letter to like God.
You don't. Well, makes a list and he checks it twice to make sure that it's you're naughty or nice, if you're sinful or good, and if you're bad, he gives you coal. And then I also started a charity to make sure all the poor kids get coal.
But they only get half. They only get half the proceeds, which is like his T-shirt sales.
Go to Winnetka,
That'd be the funniest charity idea.
Just pass out fucking coal.
All the kids that don't get gifts, you just bring them coal.
Yeah.
Oh
you give
my gosh.
Coal to kids that get gifts. But yeah, his T-shirt. He sells T-shirts for Parkinson's to help. I don't know, raise something about it.
Yeah.
But then he keeps half the money. Because it's kind of his own side hustle, so I guess.
I just want
to. I don't know if you get a lot of
I bought a shirt from him.
I think I thrifted it, though. From
not to be mean, Paul Favar.
Did you?
Oh, was it Better Call Paul?
Yeah. It has the phone on it. I liked it. I liked it, but it was kind of. I have this. I wore it as a gym shirt, and then someone was like, "Ew, is that Paul?"
You? Yeah.
That Paul Favar's shirt for Parkinson's.
If someone said that about,
I fucking hate that.
He keeps all the money for sure.
No.
He gives him half.
Says his side hustle is worth about
Please
the
don't
same.
Don't shoot me.
No, he keeps all the money. You told me.
No.
He's gonna get a lump
behind
coal.
Closed doors. Yeah, he told me. He said, I keep it all.
He like changes the disease every week.
Yeah.
He's like, it's for COVID this time.
I don't know. I think giving them half, he's doing the work, he's investing in it, they get half. That's a fair shake for Parkinson's.
Oh, wait, I told him one time.
I want to do that. Sorry, wait.
I'll go. I told him one time, you should call this shirt Better Call Saul, not Better Call Paul, right? And he didn't laugh, and he unfollowed me on Instagram.
We don't want to.
This is it. CYSK. Well, then listen to this.
He's a lawyer. He knows I would be.
Two months later, Jason said the same thing, and he laughed.
Favoritism.
Because Jason knew I did that, and he was like, you know, Max said the same thing to you, and you didn't laugh a couple months ago, and he was like, who?
Yeah, so
and
he didn't
I was
remember.
Like, you know who I am, Paul Farrakhan.
So big time.
Yeah, what charity would you guys make a shirt for?
Probably the Ring Cold Poor Kids.
I've always been I guess, a UNICEF guy, but...
You're unisex?
UNICEF, yeah. It's about... It tries to help kids become unisex in struggling Africa.
I think that every kid in their life should take a gap year and also transition at least once.
Yeah. All right.
You're very pro.
What are your thoughts?
That's, yeah.
I did, like, improv for kids in hospitals.
What's that like? Pretty much the same
thing. What's that, like, annoying acting or something?
No.
Improv?
Yeah. Improv. Yeah.
I'm not really in this. I don't really know what that is.
You guys never did improv before?
See, I feel like doing improv there though is way different. Like you did a human good thing.
It's hard for me to understand because
it's not a good thing.
What they call improv?
You hurt a bunch of kids, kind of.
What people call improv, I've been doing for 31 years.
Yeah, but have you? Yeah, no. That's
like a genuine human thing that everyone should know how to do. Improvise. Like a conversation on the spot.
Well, that's my. But I've been doing comedy for 31 years.
Amazing! So proud of you. Anyway,
I don't need to go to class. Like Second City. I'm already on Fifth City.
Accepted that Mac thinks he's level 5, which is a thing. I'm a level five comedian.
Wait, what level?
You got promoted.
What
to
are
level
the levels?
Five,
I don't want to know what level I am. I don't want to know what level I am.
Well, you're like level.
Stop. Just tell me the levels. Don't label me.
Well, level five is like Pat. So level four is like Louis C.K., like Dave Chappelle, like the people, the ones who people think are the best.
She's so annoying.
But then level five is one level above that. It's like where it's so not funny that it's really funny, you know?
Level three is the one you want to be at.
You're like level two, one or something. Maybe zero. Maybe a half.
I feel like we have to be considerate.
One and a half.
Alex isn't as used to you as I am. Mac will think he's funnier at times.
I mean.
Sometimes he'll do a whole thing and keep going and talk over you, interrupt you, and we want to give you space to talk.
Yeah, why don't you just...
Because sometimes we're on Adderall, I think.
I'm not.
Mac might be on Xanax, which might relax his senses. But either ways, I like when you told him, like, stop.
Well, it seemed like it was a stalemate because
you can have this if you want to.
Oh shit. Yeah, I totally forgot about this. I'm not sure.
Don't abuse that
Say
power.
Chaos or
I'm not sure what I'm supposed to touch on this table.
You can touch anything but
should
we show her the coins?
We just want to, and this has happened.
Wait, can I hit
our
it
lives
like whenever? I'm just gonna hit it whenever.
Well, you should hit it when you need a tent.
Chaos.
Yeah, no. If you just hit it like randomly all the time, people are gonna turn off listening to the podcast.
Order means shut the fuck up.
But if you have something to say and you can't get it through, then it's hit it a few times.
Okay.
And say order her.
All right.
And everybody.
Those are the rules.
Alex. But yeah, so Mac found this gem on Amazon or Temu or something.
I got that from Jacob the Jeweler.
Jacob the Jeweler.
Who's Jacob the Jeweler?
He's the guy who makes like jewelry for all the famous rappers and stuff.
Yeah, his name is Jacob.
That's not true.
I went to Jacob's for $25,000.
He's
a Kanye lyric.
I don't have my phone in here.
Kanye talks
about Jacob on it in his songs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, was he the inspo on Uncut
He went to
Gems?
Jacob.
Okay.
In the song Diamonds Are Forever, he talks about it.
Yeah, so
all right.
We know a lot of urban music lyrics, okay?
Yeah, they call me...
I say urban ironically.
They call me Kurt Urbane.
Not... Yeah, more like Kurt Cocaine. Nice.
Yeah.
That's also ironic, okay?
You're fired.
Yeah.
We know this is bad comedy podcast.
That's iconic.
Yeah.
She might have to go to level two.
What level is she on right now?
So Mac got this coin collection and knowing coin shortage.
You probably appreciate that.
You got to have the monopoly on this.
Yeah.
So. And I feel like you'll probably what's
inside.
Can
I touch it now?
Yeah,
you can open it.
And you can't cough on it.
Like, yeah, don't cough on it.
You should ask her to wash her hands.
That's really funny.
Well,
does this money actually go to this dude? To Donald J. Trump?
He's
going to
get a piece of it for sure. But
24
like
karat gold?
Yeah.
Maybe Paul Farver, for all we know.
I'll be checking that again before we leave. make sure you didn't try to.
All right.
Make sure you didn't try to get a coin surplus.
Yeah, we know how many are in there. Were you like when you saw that those were available? Those names, were you like, oh fuck, I'm about to change my identity now? Because sometimes I would look at just handles on Instagram and be like, this might be it, just because I can't believe this is available. The coin shortage was a real scare. Oh, I was more afraid of that than
I got. I was so surprised when I got Bad Boy of Comedy on all platforms.
No, no, I'm not. No, I was just like, well, all right. It was like my spam originally.
Really?
Yeah. I deleted my like normal account, and I was like, I could just like post on here, and that's what happened. And that's the story of my Instagram account. Uh-huh. Why? How much money?
I mean, probably $80,000 each. Or
no, you fucking, what? $25? It
guys,
has to be.
If you're listening, why do you if you're have listening this? On audio, some, she's looking at my gold collectible Trump coins.
You probably
and,
did.
Guys,
can I take it out of the?
No. No, you can't.
She that wants to devalue.
Okay, that like, might, just
it
have.
It might scratch it.
I don't know, right. Man.
We just
what I got those before he won too. So I mean, I was I'm just good at the betting markets.
You know what? It's like we all just all
right.
Just know, like Alex is you basically like the ethical person. She's gonna be our voice of reason at times, and she voted for whoever you wanted her to vote for. We're just trying to say.
Let's go around and not. I'm having a panic attack. I'm like, my professors are watching. They're being like, oh my God. Well, let's be real.
Well, that's what I'm trying to just say.
I'm in college, man.
Yeah, who cares?
I'm going to get fucking canceled. Donald. I don't like him.
What does that say about our society?
That's fucking not, that's free Palestine or whatever.
No, it is.
Well, you also got to say. Well, you don't want to be anti-Semitic. You got to say the other way, too.
No. Israel. Oh my God, I can't speak about my real life on here.
You gotta say free Israel, free Palestine.
No, I like
free
I like
Ukraine,
I
free
like,
Russia.
Yeah, no, I like the world, and like I just wish like people could stop hurting each other. Yeah.
No, you're anti-genocide.
Like,
that's Trump's platform. Yeah. That's Trump's platform is peace in Ukraine and Russia.
We're not trying to convert Alex. We're just saying.
Yeah.
I just don't want you to feel
I'm
like
not even allowed to vote, so fuck it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's
fuck
something
it.
To...
Well, I'm not even allowed to vote.
Honestly, you probably could. It's pretty easy. Just
to fake it?
Yeah.
It's like if
how?
You want
to... You just...
Write. You would know, right?
They wouldn't even take my ID. I wrote down my name and stuff, and then I wrote in Donald Trump.
What was your name? Like, the
which
fake
time?
Ballet.
Pickle Weasel.
What time? Where?
Pickle Weasel.
Pickle Weasel? Oh.
Got back in line a few times.
That's Russia shooting.
Oh, like,
Ukraine.
No, I'm like, dude, I'm Polish.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm like next. Well, no one wants Poland. Let's be real.
Yeah, no.
But Indiana.
I don't think he wants to keep going. I think that he kind of wants peace. And then it's probably just going to happen.
We're just like trying to say Alex is not endorsing this. Supreme leader.
I am like, I'm just like here for good vibes.
Well,
I have no credibility in politics. Please.
I love it.
It's like,
oh my God, shut up. I
that
literally.
Alex
like,
talking about Trump.
No! Stop.
Yeah, she, yeah.
Dude, I'm like, oh my God,
hey,
please.
Okay, fine. Why don't we change subjects? Let's take a bite out of comedy. All right.
Nice.
So, what you been up to in comedy?
Just been thinking a lot about how to talk about politics and
make people upset. Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
Sometimes people are like, should I talk about religion instead? What do you guys want?
Let's talk about religion.
Yeah.
All right.
What do you get?
So
what if God was
Israel? What they're doing
is pretty real. I'd say that.
Yeah.
They're not really pals with
this
Stein.
Time. Last time it wasn't so real.
Yeah.
But now they're the ones doing the holocausting, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Is that a verb? I don't know.
Hologram?
Okay.
Well, I what I've been working on, what I've been working...
Sorry, that's Ukraine.
Oh my god.
It wasn't a sound.
No. What I've been working on is I've been doing a lot of jar comedy.
What is
where I put things in jars and say that it's like a spell.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
That's really
like,
jar-y.
You know, like I don't know. I have like
a coin jar?
Yeah. No. Like when you put I don't know, like let's say
like you have a jar.
Fuck it. No, it's like you have a jar and then you have like nut in it and then you put like things in it and then you seal it off and then you tell people it's like a love jar or you put cum in it and then you put money in it and
cum
then
in it.
Mm-hmm. You say that's a money jar and then you put cum in it
money shot.
And then and then you put food in it, and then you say that's a diet jar.
Mm-hmm. So how many jars do you have?
It's like a crystal almost.
Yeah.
You have a lot of jars.
Yeah. Well, no. No, I don't have them. Those are the jokes that I'm crafting.
Where do you get all this cum for these jars?
Check, please. But I walk around with a jar during my set, and I say this.
Damn.
And and then I hand the jar over to. That's my crowd work.
That's cool.
So original.
That's so alt. We've been needing an alt person on the pod.
Oh my god! I took out my septum ring a year ago.
You what?
My septum.
Oh really?
Yeah.
You took it out.
Yeah.
Your septum.
Should I put it back in, or should I? That's the bull ring.
Yeah.
Put it back in.
It was making my nose fucked up.
I never liked bull ring.
I don't like it, but
I enjoy it. I enjoyed it. It did feel a little weird. I did feel like a bicycle.
Yeah.
Like half machine.
Yeah.
Like a cyborg.
Yeah.
Did you feel like your hair was purple?
I did. Yeah. Well,
yeah,
I was an art school kid and then I was like, and then I was like, wait, this is like boring.
Yeah. How many colleges have you gone to? Are you
three.
Like a genius? Are you like
they're all TV,
that's
film and, and I'm doing one for sustainability.
Well, that's
and
not
then
gonna happen.
I'm doing another one for political science.
Oh, fuck.
No, I'm joking. This is a lie. This is all a lie. Oh, okay. I'm not going to college.
I was saying sustainability. I don't think that's gonna happen.
What?
Trump.
No. Sustainability. Mm-hmm. You put everything in a hole, and then it just like goes back into the earth because like the fungus or whatever.
I like
it's
that.
Not garbage. Yeah. It's compost.
Yeah, and the, yeah.
Fungi.
It's like
it's like a fun guy.
Yeah.
Some people call me a fun guy in the comedy scene. I say, yeah, I'm a fun guy. Some people call me a cancer.
I
to the comedy
Alex
scene.
Knows what she got herself into.
What? Yeah, she does.
I think I do.
She
I
knew we were going to take a bite out of comedy.
It varies.
I'm sorry. I keep staring at fucking Joe Fernandez's face. It's scaring the fuck out of
Joe
me.
Joe Bananas?
It's like life size.
This room is
a little overstimulating.
There's
right?
So many like men
the
in their 30s.
Oh, gosh.
Are they 40 maybe?
I thought you meant me.
No.
Me and Mac are 31, but.
Fifth. What?
What would you say? Who's the wiser?
Let's get red pilled.
No. We need the blue one to help.
Yeah, the blue one calms Dylan down. Well, the orange one is a good happy mood.
No, that's
the blue
like
one is
yeah.
Electricity. And
yeah, very.
Really
no, this one's like a warm feeling, you know.
Yeah,
no, too
it's,
warm.
It feels. Yeah,
you guys should watch
like a river north.
If you're listening, you should watch on video. Actually, you can't even see the color change on video, so maybe don't.
You should get
it
blue
doesn't
one.
Look at all different. No.
Yeah, it's the exact same.
Yeah.
wait, so are you in school or are you in not school?
Do you want me to joke or lie or
no.
Don't dox yourself.
Be an actual
make
person?
Up, make up.
Okay.
Well,
you
can say yes without doxing yourself.
Yeah.
You don't got to stay like the class and the
school. So I go to Wright College.
The wrong college, in my opinion.
Oh, nice. It's like a pyramid in Norwich.
I don't know.
What the fuck was... I don't like that. That's bringing me back to when I worked at Laugh Factory. No, I like that.
We don't want to give you Laugh Factory
no,
vibes. Yikes.
Fuck no.
In Nor, I know Norwich. By Norwich,
you know, yeah, the Norwood Hit Park. Mall next to the Hit Mall.
I know that mall. Do they have a big gym?
Yeah, they have a. Well, I think it's now LA Fitness. I don't know. Yeah. What the fuck happened to Export?
It's not Export.
It's not Export anymore. I want my membership back, please, please, God. I think they exported Export. It's not even 24 hours anymore. When am I supposed to go like work out?
When did you normally go at like?
It's like 5 a.m. Like I go manically in the middle of the like night because. What?
When it's empty.
Yeah, and like literally, just I fucking. You just get really stoned and then you just like go nuts and no one's like looking at you. No one's like sweating and coughing near you. There's no fucking like clap. No.
I like going when it's party time. What you know?
No.
All the hot chicks and everyone just pumping iron. And I'm like, yeah, check out. I'm about to max 800 pounds.
No, I'm that fucking.
What's this squat? Can you spot me?
Like, I'm that asshole. Yeah. No, I.
Yes.
I literally will like wait there for 3 minutes and be like, hey, do you have like how many more sets do you have? And they're like, I don't like three more.
Yeah, or they're like as many as I want.
Yeah, and they have like you know the whole gear on and they fucking have the chalk and the belt like. Die.
It is tough.
Shut up.
Yeah, it's
gloves. Uh-huh. Oh my God.
Yeah.
When they have too many combinations like that or whatever, it's like,
yeah. Like get a real hobby.
Yeah, it's like, when can I use this?
You can't really
machine
lift
next?
That.
And then they're like, I do unlimited reps.
Literally, like learn how to fucking
like why is your
drive?
Back, why, how come your back can't handle this? Why are you putting a thing on you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you're gonna go work out. For the billionth time. Oh my God.
Yeah.
There's this old.
Oh my God.
Man.
You're so fucking cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fucking like flip over a tire or something. Like do so. Like.
I like that.
Yeah. Climb a fucking mountain. You're going to go to the Export with your bros and you're going to help them out. In the bathroom.
That's
sexual.
Like,
why are you doing that? Yeah.
Toxic masculinity.
Yeah.
When I go to the gym, I put on a girl wig and I go to the women's.
My Export takes so long in the bathroom with his friends and it's just.
No, it's just. Yeah,
it's just
fucking
so annoying. Why? Like, girl, I hate men.
Does he wear all the equipment?
There's kind
of. Yeah, he wears all the equipment. He wears the strap and everything.
Does he wear a cup?
No, he doesn't. No. It's not a cup.
He wears a cup.
He had a whole duffel bag. He wouldn't show me. I don't know why. Like, he wouldn't fucking show me.
You need a towel to snap, kind of snap, hits your friend's ass. And they're saying, oh, man, we're just kind of. Rambunctious in this locker room, the camaraderie.
I remember the coaches used to cup check us. Uh-huh. But what they would do is to make sure that you have a cup on, because you're supposed to, but nobody wanted to wear a cup. They'd walk by and just hit you in the dick balls.
Oh, fist
wipes. But no, with the
palm.
With the stick.
Palm.
No, they would have the lacrosse stick. They would hit you in the nuts with a lacrosse stick.
Right.
They would hurt really
hand
bad.
Games. They would call them hand games.
Yeah.
It was just a thing. Mac kind of had a personal tutor.
Yeah, oh man, I have I'm so scared to say things on
what?
Here.
Say whatever you want.
No, no. I feel like this is
a public episode.
I wish I could green light.
You'll get into the groove over time.
This is a comedy podcast.
I'm like younger.
How much younger are you?
I don't know.
She's in touch.
Yeah, well,
24. I had a fucking. I'm not joking.
You're not
I had
much
to think
younger.
About that. I know, but I'm like.
What's that
I'm in,
say?
No, I know, but like I'm like not in the like
well,
I'm like
we
scared.
Brought,
I have a career.
You,
I don't. I need a like real house. Like I live.
Alex, no one listens to this. I'm not saying the people who listen to this are no one. But I'm just saying that.
No. Okay.
Well, no.
It's also you're on a comedy podcast where. You're playing a character right now, an extension of yourself, where you might say the opposite of what you think.
Yeah, me too. I'm definitely a character, and nothing I say is actually true.
I was like nervous, kind of, or felt vulnerable talking, and then after a little while, it was like, oh, like I'm just being myself on here.
Yeah. What kind of career do
I'm not afraid of people seeing who I am.
Should I lie or should I be honest?
But sometimes you do a bit in real life.
That's what I do. I see real stuff and fake stuff, and then if people ask
me. But that's the thing. Afterwards, I brought it back and I forgot to take it off. I do have my phone.
It's called bad. It's called Bad Comedy Podcast. So it's an ironic podcast. You can tell people. So obviously,
okay. I'll just like go joke.
You can go in
because I might get kicked out of my fucking college.
No, you won't get kicked out of your college.
Please don't kick me out of.
You have to realize like
censored, redacted.
Your college is
not
going to.
You know why you're
this.
Scared is because of the administration we've been living in. I'm just saying the free speech one, the one that...
What's everyone's favorite color?
Black, I guess.
Black.
You like white? She likes white.
Is white your favorite color?
I'm wearing a silver gray ashy hoodie.
My favorite is rainbow. Favorite is rainbow. That's how woke I am.
So don't you think that the rainbow flag...
Black is not a color and rainbow is not a color. Black is an absolute shade.
Black's not a color?
Rainbow is multiple colors. I'm speaking in the scientific in terms.
She's colorblind if it's black, I guess.
I'm hacking it.
Black cancel, please. Black's not a color?
Is there black on the rainbow flag?
There actually is a version with brown and black at the bottom of it. Yeah, it's like the BIPOC.
Yes, and it is. Yes, it's a sign.
I always thought it was Tupac.
It's like that some white guy's making money off.
I guess the whole time it's BIPOC. I thought it was Tupac.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was bisexual or biannual or something.
Bipolar. Biannual, I think.
He would go gay twice a year, and it would really put a rift in his relationships. Yeah.
Biggie Smalls was kind of an Alex
is so in pain.
I'm like fucking turning red, dude.
Biggie Smalls is kind of an oxymoron. Right?
That's funny.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, it is. It's so true.
Explain that, P. Diddy.
Explain that, P. Diddy.
Nice P. Try, Diddy. P. Diddy would be an oxymoron. Mm-hmm.
That's good, yeah.
He probably considered that, and someone talked him out of it. Like, don't do P. Diddy.
He's like, man, I really am P. Diddy, though. Uh-huh. That's, like, my actual real, like legal name.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You ever been to China?
I've seen a lot of TikToks about it.
About China?
Exactly.
Yeah.
What did they say?
It's cool. Mm-hmm. It's just really polluted.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like Blade Runner over there.
What do you mean?
Like they have
is
like
Wesley Snipes there? That's Blade.
Yeah. Stupid. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there.
Yeah, it's like, you better not run
can
in
I
that movie.
Play like yeah, can you play like a horn? Just one horn.
I got you.
It's
just one horn, please.
Okay, here.
Here, hold this.
No, like an air horn.
Okay.
We did not dry fire that either. I'm glad that. So it's good.
I dry fired it. Not.
Fuck. How do I? I'm holding a gun right now.
Pull the top back. This is sick.
Yeah, that's how
it's right.
Oh my gosh. I saw some cops on bikes like yesterday.
Not even real cops.
That's,
right?
Yeah, that's pretty gay.
They had like guns in their holsters, and I was like, oh my god, just imagine like
in their spandex.
Dude, I want to go see the tree, the tree at Millennium Park.
Mm-hmm. What is it? Just a tree?
It's a Christmas tree.
A Crispix tree?
It's a Christmas tree. It's a Christmas.
I hope RFK doesn't get rid
Peter
of Crispix.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
A peck of pickled peppers.
Unique New York.
Brown cow.
Fuck you.
Peter.
Wow. I'm very like.
Have you ever seen The Bean? At the.
You mean the Cloud Gate?
The Bean is probably the last thing in Chicago.
Before you see it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's because I've tried to explode it before, so I fucking hate it.
Yeah, I think like too many people like
try to bomb.
I want to plant C4 under it.
I was trying. Yeah.
I was by that energy drink because it reminds me of dynamite. And
yeah,
it's like kind of
TNT
explosives.
Is kind
of
like dynamite.
I just feel like I'm looking at us under the microscope right now.
Yeah, you are. You're overthinking. Yeah.
I know. Sometimes it's like when we have a guest, I think about the What is this person? Is feels.
No, it's not. It's,
do you want me to like sign it to you?
No, she's doing great.
Sign it. Like, I'm not Jake Peta.
She's also not a guest. She's a probationary co-host.
Dude, I had some tea on Jake Peta. He was like hitting me up nonstop through the DMs. It's really weird. Really?
No.
Oh, I thought he was hitting you up too or something.
Well, he's just
very active
on
social media.
You want about him, but
he just comments a lot on stuff.
No, I've been there.
Oh.
Sometimes me and him are. It's like I feel like he's the loudest person on Facebook because he's the, you know, can't hear.
Yeah. he has a voice on Facebook. Yeah, yeah.
But also you can say, you know, you can love someone and you can be honest about who they are. It's part of their character.
What has he been
saying?
Jake
is very active.
Oh,
like, I love you.
Yeah. Like 2 years ago, I had to block him because he like couldn't read. He was like. He like couldn't read between the lines. Like he's not blind, right? Yeah, like, fuck.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
He can read Braille.
Deaf and blind is kind of the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Love is colorblind, actually.
Yeah.
That's
what love dogs.
Thank you so much for that. I feel blessed.
She should really have that by now, Mac. No.
What?
I think she needs it more.
Another horn?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
But maybe just for Jake Peter, she needs a.
Jacob Pete,
a Braille horn.
Jacob Peta, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry that I blocked you, but I ignored your DMs like 12 times, mm-hmm. and they were all very creepy, and I did not feel the same, and I'm sorry.
I don't know. I hope you find. He was probably like,
touchdown.
Yeah. He was like, he's probably like that fucking bitch, like. Blocked me.
Is he a smooth
fucking
talker?
Yeah.
Is he a smooth
like,
criminal?
Oh man, she deleted her Instagram.
I had a
smooth.
No, I'm not saying it.
That reminds me of.
I'm like,
whenever I hear,
you gotta be real, homie.
I think about Jake Peta.
No, not with other people.
Criminal. He's like,
I
start being real. Just be. You know when people do fucked up things?
Look, okay, maybe if you were funnier, I would have not blocked you.
Oh.
Ooh. Well, you know what?
Actually, he could say so much shit about me. I'm not even, like,
Jake Peta
doing a lot. No, okay.
He always does new material, so he could be killing with all these different, especially if he did a whole set of deaf jokes.
Yeah, my first year
but
I did
it. But he doesn't want to lean
every week.
On that. But do you think that the messages he was sending, because I think he's very kind of outgoing, and it might not be in a creepy way. He might just be genuinely friendly messaging you a bunch.
Well, so
but definitely not reading between the lines either.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember, and I don't want to like claim anything.
It's possibly.
You felt like he's trying to.
I'm a people pleaser. I won't do it unless I have to.
Yeah.
So. Or, nice. I don't know, maybe I was just, like, in a fucking weird time. That was a weird time in my life.
Sometimes
so,
the stars
I don't know.
I'll
unblock you.
She don't unblock me, but it's also,
but,
I get what you're saying.
Give another chance.
Because he would be the one that goes
I'm not,
that extra then,
I'm not touching you.
DM him, hey, baby.
I'm not touching you, not even as a friend. We're not even hugging, but we could be acquaintances from 5 miles apart.
Okay.
I promise you, Jake would respect that.
Yeah.
He would say, oh, I completely, that's
he would
okay.
Say,
I
can't
to.
Hear
he's
you,
like
bring him out.
He's one of the nicest people I know in comedy, but he might be like, yeah, he would keep messaging you because he wants to tell you something. And maybe it's like, what's up, shoddy?
Yeah, shoddy. You know, like
say what's good, shoddy.
Yeah. Okay, I feel bad. No, he's nice. He is nice.
Nice.
He is so nice that I blocked him.
He's
for some reason. I don't remember why, and I'm sorry.
Well, that's probably because you're ableist. You hate
Well, I think that's why it took me so long to block.
I think he's dating an Asian woman now.
You
would have
blocked him way earlier if he was not deaf.
He's dating an Asian woman. Asian.
I don't think he is anymore, honestly. But no, we love... Jake Peta, baby. Jake we were asking him, like, is being deaf, I think it was like, is it?
we had him
some
on.
Of our questions were.
Well, we brought, we had, when we brought in on Jake Peta a long time ago, we got We got white dry erase boards. So we could just write on it and ask some questions.
Mm-hmm. You should do that for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be tough.
Instead of talking, we should just write it
down.
Tough
for the audio people.
Yeah, I could translate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trans.
Are you
but late? I'm never late.
I'm a later.
Yeah, translator, alligator. I was thinking about alligators. They're kind of like, what are they just, they always have these allegations and, you know, do you believe them?
Alligate, yeah. What about
you believe all alligators you when think they say I'll see
in
you later.
In Florida, the it should be the, instead of the,
like the Florida victims.
No, wait, what was I going to say?
Whenever a girl blocks me, I say, oh, this is really see you later.
Oh, alligator. Did that like trigger you or something?
No. What's
I was trying to think, what can I, how would I force
I see now, I see, I'm sorry, I'm stoned.
What's the?
No, I just love Jake Peter.
No, my third eye is open.
What's the state level of attorney general?
General?
No, what are they called?
Assistant?
Mm-hmm.
Attorney?
No,
attorney?
Like a state
CEO
attorney?
CEO of attorney.
Uh-oh.
Attorney general of?
No, it's not. States have, it's called state. Something else.
Country?
No.
I'm just thinking about the bigger word here. State.
Country.
Can you type in top lawyer
so, yeah,
in
it's
a
like
state?
You just can
or the top, top prosecutor of a state?
Yeah.
Because I have something that has to do with alligators and that word, but I forgot that word. And this is really important
what?
For the folks.
The state attorney general has a specific
well,
name.
Well, it's not called attorney general.
Is
it's
it like the general blah, blah, blah?
No,
something?
It's not. The word general is not in there. Attorney might be in it.
Attorney.
I have to put this
sheriff.
Mic down.
Attorney general.
Of a state?
Of a state.
Mm-hmm. In the
yeah,
state
type
of
that in. Yeah.
Maybe it could be Judge
hold on,
Mackus.
Give me one second.
Oh my, this is
bang,
just
bang, bang, bang.
Exactly.
I love guns so much. I just like will never probably shoot one because I can't even drive properly.
Mm-hmm.
Sober.
But you can vote.
I can
you don't
vote.
Have to be sober.
I can vote, but under a pseudonym.
So yeah, did you like dress up or?
Oh, I was, yeah, so, long story.
I must have been top prosecutor in a
I was supposed
maybe.
To be an angler fish, like those that creepy fish
mm-hmm.
from Halloween.
Wait, the one with the light?
With the light bulb,
yeah.
Yeah,
that's
I was
awesome.
Like, yeah, right? But I, like, was in New York, and I was going to do face paint. I was going to, like, go all ham.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, oh, I don't want to fucking spend all that money. So then I just ended up wearing a bikini and a mask. And everyone was like, what the fuck are you supposed to be? Like, I had, like, the little light thing. I, like, made it, like, last minute. But it wasn't. I only had tape. Like, my friends didn't have glue in their apartment.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, okay, I guess I'm not going to have the light bulb thing. So no one knew what the fuck I was. So I was just, like, a plain. Ow.
You're like, I'm a sexy.
Wait, so you did the fish thing?
I not really. Like, I was
did
just a superhero, I guess. And people kept asking me that always fucking happens every Halloween. Like, I half-ass, like, a costume.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone just asked me, like, what I'm supposed to be.
It's tough.
I dressed up as Dan Marino for the past 10 years. I just wear a Dan Marino jersey.
You also made people call him that in college.
Yeah, people call me Don Marino. What's up, Don?
Oh,
I had a couple different names. Oh, there's a
Alex despises this character.
Well, I had a couple different characters that I was. I was pretty popular in college at the University of Iowa.
I was not.
People would call me Pat McAllister. It was one of my
Pat McAllister.
Pat McAllister. Mm-hmm. But he's like, what's up? My name's Pat McAllister, and my dad's a lawyer, so you have to let me into the bar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That would have fucking like.
Do you know who my
so
fucking dad is?
People
would be like, what's up, Pat?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
it was good.
Yeah, during that era, people would find that so fucking funny.
She's saying it's been done.
Nah,
toast.
No, no,
all the
bros.
I mean, we did add you for a little Gen Z flair. So everyone, all the Gen Zs, all
tiny,
the Gen Zs
so
listening are like, God is ass.
She's telling me to shut up.
Oh, Wait, what? What's the next generation after Gen Z?
That's the last
the alphas, the alphas, the alphas, yeah, the alphas, the and then the sigmas, and then the omegas, and then the betas, and then the wait, no, beta, and then omega, and then
betas.
Oh,
yeah, they're probably gonna be pretty betas, pretty beta.
I can't clock this gun.
Clock it. Clock it.
I got clocked going.
It is kind of gay. It's called cocking a gun.
16 and 55.
Cock a gun.
This is really fun. This should be like a fidget toy for kids.
Can you
wind me? Yeah, 20 years.
That's how I use it. I've never taken it shooting except for off my back deck.
Yeah. Oh, this one.
People. Yeah, on the 4th of July a few years back, I shot.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was gonna say, how could you get away with that?
I don't know. It's, yeah. It's probably still within the statute of limitations.
Thank you so much. What blend is it?
I know, right? It's just
dark horse.
It's a little bit oaky, you know.
When
people say oaky, it's like, what? Do you eat oak trees? No, yeah, that makes no sense, right?
Premium.
Yeah.
But my mom always says that. My mom goes to a shitty ass bar and they're like, what kind of Chardonnay do you have? Like, we have white wine or red wine. She's like, oh, well, I'll do white wine.
Do you have anything in black?
They'll say we have like a Chardonnay and whatever the fuck the other white wine is. She'll be like, is the Chardonnay? And they'll say they have one type of Chardonnay and she'll ask a bunch of questions about it, even though she knows she's going to get the Chardonnay anyway.
Dumbass.
She's like, is it oaky?
Your mom
sweet?
Should just carry a flask like everyone else.
You know what my dad says? They're divorced, but it says when they walk, when the waiter asks what they want off the wine menu, he says ABC, anything but Chardonnay.
Oh, nice. And so
like a cigar in his mouth while he says that?
Yeah.
Oh, so cha-cha.
Well, that's a dad joke.
I love that.
He's a commie.
Yeah, he's a comic. He got a lot of laughs at a live show.
He's a comic.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to see his comedy.
Yeah, he got the biggest laugh at our live show.
Well,
yeah.
Yes, Zach Albers.
One word.
Because we did, during the live show, we have a comic do a set, and then we do a little podcasting with them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Albers is doing a little bit of crowd work, Zach Albers, and he asked people who their favorite rapper was. It was my dad. My dad said Eminem.
Oh, no.
everyone is cracking up.
Oh, no.
Eminem.
And then
this is Eminem.
And then they asked the black guy, and he said Lil Wayne. I was like, this is amazing, because I'm a huge Lil Wayne fan. Mm-hmm. You see that right there? Yeah. I have the Book of Wayne. Mm-hmm. It's my Bible.
Oh.
I was joking about the Santa Claus being God thing. It's Lil Wayne.
He says what and huh?
He's
and why?
You know, he's God.
He's basically Socrates.
Are you thinking of Lil Jon?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Lil Jon. Oh, no, Lil Jon does the same thing.
Why? Because they're both black.
No.
So
no.
What
are
you
going to
say next?
No,
Whoopi Goldberg,
too?
No,
music?
I'm sorry.
What are you going to mix up Lil Wayne and Whoopi Goldberg?
Okay, well, she's trying to repent right now. You have to confess your sins.
Yeah,
you mixed up two black guys.
Yeah, I'm having a panic attack.
Okay, so she's blaming it on her mental health.
Yeah.
No,
in the black community.
Yeah. It's all my fault. I'm
sorry, urban community.
Let's
it's
no.
Fine. She's a DEI hire, so we can't fire her.
You should go to the urban community.
Oh my god, it would be so funny if I just like actually like queefed.
Yeah.
That'd be gross.
That would be funny though. I mean,
ew. Okay, it'd be funny. Yeah, it'd be so fun. It'd be like so funny if I like said a good show.
Yeah,
no.
Honestly, that would be funny.
No, the problem is if you try too hard, then it's not gonna be funny.
No,
you know,
like I have like a whole story set up, and it just ends up.
Yeah. So that's exactly what Mac does a lot of the time.
I should just like look up Louis' set and like just say it word for word. Yeah. Right now.
Yeah. Did you see? I mean, you're a commie, but I saw Kamala's her like not acceptance speech, but rejection speech was very, very similar to Hillary's rejection speech. But
is that the Obama voice? Did she do Obama voice during her concession speech?
See,
she does a lot of voices.
Cringe to do a president voice. Well, but I love presidents.
I've heard a lot of different. I've heard a lot of different Kamalas. I've heard.
Do you want to hear?
Do you have no shame, man? And then I've also heard. I've also heard. Welcome, brothers and sisters, the divine nine.
Oof.
And I've also heard. I've also heard. Donald Trump is a terrible guy.
No, I didn't do. I didn't say any of that.
I was
except the last.
Donald Trump.
You know that I was prosecutor. And,
why?
And I was born in the middle class. I was middle class.
I was born a lower middle class.
Uh-huh. Oh, I was
you
born
climbed your, up your boots.
And I climbed the ladder.
Uh-huh. I was born in a middle class family, and I was a prosecutor.
Yeah, for what?
For San Francisco.
Oh, did you do a good job?
I became the rice president. That's a vice president of China.
Oh, all right.
So the hierarchy.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the Minions. Movie, yeah.
The Minions.
Well, let's talk about that.
I don't like because they're slaves, and I'm not a big fan of slavery.
Oh my god!
So yeah, I guess Alex is like, pro slaves.
No, I like when it's
Do you have an iPhone?
Join the club.
I,
do you have an iPhone?
Stop! You're gonna talk about how it's like mined by like kids in Lithuania.
Slaves
and
made
stuff
it.
And yeah,
it's an iPhone right there. Yes,
you know. A bunch of different slaves. Slaves at the mines eating stuff for the chips, and then slaves putting it together in China. With nets around the building for when they jump off.
That's why I always I check my battery percentage of time I spend fighting slavery on my phone. I try to keep it high.
Yeah. I have an app called Fighting Slavery. It's like a... it's like a bunch of slavery.
That's so fucked up. It's come on.
The Good Fight.
How am I supposed to wiggle myself out of that? I have an app... For finding weed dispensaries.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I'm fighting slavery. You're just looking to smoke pot.
Yeah, that's also helping.
Smoking reefer while I'm trying to fight the good fight and speak truth to power.
Like, but how that? Okay, explain how the app works. Let's see.
Which one? The immigration app?
No. All right. All right. Let's stick with that one. That one that you brought up. The slavery.
Oh, so I go on there and then you kind of stop.
So you're
you just
stop
press
it.
A button.
Well, no, yeah. You start. You're a slave owner.
No.
And you
and
have your thing
claps.
Of slaves. I don't know what you call a group of them.
No, it's kind of like a.
You know, you're
basically.
It's a big
right
echo
now,
chamber.
Yeah.
We all say slavery is bad. Mm-hmm. Someone else is like, yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
and then I'm like, how about what about iPhones? And people are like, well, aside from iPhones, you know.
Uh-huh. Well,
thank God we're on here on these, because if I was on an Android, it doesn't. The game doesn't really.
Androids
are
also
worse.
Androids also get
they're worse.
Slaves.
Yeah,
so we're doing the right thing by having a.
Well,
an
no,
Apple.
They're the same.
Steve Apple.
Steve
CEO.
Apple is a good CEO.
Visionary.
Tim Apple.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Apple, pass it down to Tim.
No,
Apple.
Fuck it. I'll make some iPhones.
Do it.
Uh-huh. Okay, Steve Jobs.
I
want
to be. No, I want
to
be.
Go move to China.
More like Steve Slaves.
Steve Slaves. That's some good alliteration.
That's what Alex. Yeah, that's her username on the.
No, it's the not. That, my fourth account. Yeah.
On X. On
she
X,
keeps getting banned on there for being too racist. Yeah. Whatever that means.
Are you a big fan of Steve Bannon?
I don't know who the fuck that is.
He's a guy. Oh, are you big Alex Jones gal?
I mean, I know of him. I've watched some of him.
Yeah, he's hot. He's a hot dude. He's
got
if you saw him in the past and then you see him now,
you haven't seen him in a while.
He's a sexy
man. I had to watch this is not a bit. I watched the episode where he covers Hillary Clinton being a reptile,
mm-hmm.
where he like spits. In like Hillary Clinton, like fucking.
Well, that one is yet to be
she
proven.
Spits venom.
Like spits
oh,
into
yeah,
her like water.
What is
cup.
That? Yeah.
Because I was like, do people actually believe she's like a reptile?
No. Well.
And
for me, I used to not believe any of that stuff.
You don't believe in the reptilian
one
stuff.
By one, like dominoes, a bunch of stuff became real. So now I'm thinking about demons. And their connection.
But I don't know. I think I stopped at reptiles and stuff.
I think everyone has like fluoride in them. That's the problem.
Well, no, it's a fact that they put fluoride in the water for tooth decay. That's a fact.
Phlegm was that.
Yeah, yeah.
And to make
dentists fuck you, dentists.
Yeah.
Fuck
that, was before they had fluoride in like toothpaste and stuff.
They're like, yeah, it should be in toothpaste, but I don't think the dentist. I'm Ken Fluoride. I don't know if he would try to put that in our water.
Ken Fluoride would be. Pissed if we took it out of the water.
No, but
imagine
what was
having
that?
Him as a dentist.
We still have it in the water.
I would love.
What the
Ken
fuck
fluoride
was I talking about?
We still have
talking about Hillary. What did she put in the water?
Yeah. Well, nothing.
No,
she
that
was giving.
Nothing.
She was giving a speech. She was giving a speech, and she was drinking her cup of water, and she spat out in her like glass of water some like white fluid. Mm-hmm. And Alex Jones was like, "That's an egg.
That's not.
That's
white.
An egg.
No.
That's an egg right
have
there. That's
the
proof that he's red.
That doesn't
you
seem
have
like
to
Alex.
See the video.
That is Alex.
Because no, it's not even just.
Google it.
It looks like a little
reptile. Can I pee during this podcast?
Have you seen the video of her like passing out and they put her in the van?
I'm going to take a break. Can you play a sound effect for my exit?
You should at least watch this clip of Alex Jones.
I'll watch an Alex Jones clip any day.
Well, yeah, and especially if he takes his shirt off. He took his shirt off recently during the election.
Hot.
And it was...
I love
it. I didn't know that it was going to be like that.
I loved
it. I thought it was going to be kind of wholesome.
Yeah.
But no, yeah. So Hillary basically threw up.
I'm happy we saw that live, though. The Alex Jones thing.
Even
though you hated the Steven Crowder thing.
Yeah, he was obviously the best part of it.
Yeah, but we got to see that live, and then that he replays that on his stuff now. That clip.
Oh, that's good.
He also have you seen his Cardi B ad for his?
Nope, but I'm definitely hitting this. What is his Cardi B ad?
Oh, well, he's trying to. You know how he always plugs his like supplements.
Yeah, what does he say?
There's a clip of Cardi B being like, "Oh yo, bitches, pussies, like pH balance off, cause you be riding like dirty N words dicks." And then he's like, "I want to tell Cardi B that if you want to have a good pH level in your fat pussy, then you can get this."
Wow. See, he's with the times and the culture.
It's very funny.
I love just, you know, just down in a bottle of wine and by myself.
I thought about getting a rooster for the morning.
Uh-huh. I don't get out of bed for less than one rooster noise.
Yeah.
Yeah, and $1 million. I feel like $1 million lately.
What do roosters do aside
before inflation?
Aside from being alarm clock.
I guess they're kind of just like a, you know, incubator. Cause
we should all become Amish. That's probably what's going to happen now.
The Amish, there's no autism there. So
yeah.
I don't know if we can.
And they
just
have,
they
don't need alarms on their iPhones. Uh-huh. They have roosters.
It's like, hey, I'll wake you up every morning. And people are like, no,
yeah.
We don't need that.
They don't need an Alex Jones. They have some guy who's like crazy in the town.
I'm like, I'll be a whistleblower for you. Like, we don't have any.
Let's just become Amish, yeah.
Well, they won't take us.
Do you want to become Amish?
They're not going to take the autism. There's none in there.
Yes.
Yeah, they won't. They'll take me.
They have zero autism.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually working on a vaccine for autism.
We're talking about how roosters are their alarm clocks. So we should all have roosters.
I want to ride a horse again.
Uh-huh. That's not a rooster. That's a different.
Well, no, but like if we're gonna bring,
no,
I
want to ride.
It's really
horse.
Easy to get a fucking rooster.
Why don't you save a cowboy?
You buy it off of Amazon.
Really?
Literally Google it.
Type in rooster. Well,
literally Bing.com it. Literally Daddy Go-Go it. Go-Go Daddy it.
I use Ask Jeeves. I use Ask Jeeves. Okay.
Go-Go Mommy.
Ask Jeeves. What? Com.
AskJeeves.net.
That's the black version. Yeah. AskJeeves. I do Ask Jeeves.
It can be better advice depending on the question.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
I am a good person.
Yeah, so Alex is
I am a good person.
Yeah, you didn't.
No!
You can be, and we can both. We're two heels, and then.
Yeah.
Alex is the rest of the body.
You're the good guys. So.
We're just here to be the bad guys.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh my gosh.
If we were interrogating
someone. Yeah, I just have
someone,
to laugh at everything you guys say.
No,
honestly.
You don't.
No, I do, yeah.
No, question. Don't.
What are
Because that's bad. That would be bad for us.
I was going to ask you the vocabulary of Jersey people. Dead ass.
And how many times are you going to... Dead ass?
I saw that clip. I was like, wow, I got to see one thing. That's awesome. I love that.
It was awesome.
Well, dead ass. Why can I not say dead ass?
No, you can.
I know we're welcoming it because we're trying to
grow our.
We're trying to grow our Gen Z.
Like if I can't,
you can't
yeah.
say cringe because that is.
No, you said cringe like 15 times.
I know, but I'm saying what is I feel cringe saying it to Alex because I know she's thinking he's still saying cringe. That is, and then you put another word in there. You threw like 8 words at me in one. Thing earlier.
What were they?
It was just like excited. What were they? But it wasn't excited. It was saying, I don't know.
Thrilled?
Yes.
Thrilled.
Uh-huh.
That's not slang. That's not, that's like a normal word.
I know, but you use that and I thought, thrilled.
No one says that. I didn't mean to hit that one,
But when I say no one says that, it means, fuck, dude, how many words are there? So that's where I'm like.
There's too many words.
Then, and
like
Frank
skippity
bit,
toilet? Like
what? I know skippity that that's doodah, like zippity doodah, zippity day.
Main one, but,
that's a good song.
I don't know.
Like,
just, yeah, all like, those.
Okay, so that's like still. Well, with comedy.
Oh, God. I'm so much. Yeah. Rest in peace.
No, this is, it's just, this is
I
wedding.
Just, I was just thinking how much of, I spent so much time on the internet. Such an unhealthy amount. How much do I have to spend to always know the words? Or where do I have to always look?
Where
do I have to talk to minors?
Well, I think the fact is there shouldn't be synonyms. There should be one word for every, you know, there should be one word for everything, for each different thing.
It should be just one phonic and you just say
we don't need books with eloquent writing. Let's just have simple, we'll talk like Native Americans would be like, this is like this scarecrow. Is the,
and
you know, that's how they name scarecrow. It's scarecrow.
No, yeah, then they're human beings.
Yeah, you don't need words like in perpetuity. Uh-huh. Like that, you don't need,
oh my God. What the,
like people say aura, but that used to be swag, the same thing,
like,
right?
The word sycophant, we don't need that.
Riz used to be
sycophant.
It should just be the permanent background music of the podcast.
Sycophant.
Yeah, no, this is all. Keep this going.
Wait, like, let me.
Anything that
I have
people say, there
a
is
notes
a
app, and I've been writing my favorite words.
Will you please?
Well, I think it's sycophant is. It's a bunch of elephants.
I won't
it's
steal
a bunch of
them,
elephants
but I want to know
that are in sync, and they go bye 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 with their trunks.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Aye.
Should I say them or?
What?
Say them.
All right. Words that I like.
They're
pervaded.
Words.
Vivacious.
Mm.
Facsimiles.
Ooh.
Precedence.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I said that wrong. Thank you. Myopia. Elation.
Precedence.
Caligula.
That's a person.
Fuck you.
You know that he made a.
It's a verb.
He made a horse a senator.
A female anatomy.
No, that was that was a Roman emperor.
No, well, it's like they named the thing after the emperor.
Mm-hmm. He made a horse a senator named Kamala Harris.
Oh my goodness.
He
needs
some new clothes though.
Beatitude. Shebang. Fruition.
You know that Paul Miller has
shebang.
Paul Miller has a very similar list, except it's words like squeegee.
Oy.
So it shows different markets.
When I was doing a podcast for Paul Miller and Blake
More.
And Bobby Buds, he brought out a list and his words like squeegee and like zip.
I'm mad that I stopped the list.
It was like a very unsophisticated version of that.
Yeah.
Goop.
Is that one of them?
But in my world, none of those words exist.
She doesn't want me to know.
Zenith. Zenith.
Zenith.
Zenith. What about Hindenburg?
I'm going to do some reaction content to the Hindenburg. And
do you want some like sound effects to like edit me like reacting?
Yeah. Like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. And then you roll your eyes and
I hate men.
I have sunglasses. Yeah.
You have sunglasses on? Is that what you said?
Wait. Oh, no gag. This is from the Vietnam era.
Wait, is that a new, did you just invent a new slang for Gen Z? No gag?
No gag.
Motherfucker, this is from like the normal Americana times when we started doing modern language. No gag, no bits.
I think you invented that.
I did not.
That's like no cap, but it's with bits. Sorry. So you're going to make us younger. It's like an elixir of life. You know all the words. Do you have the fountain of youth?
You make me feel so young.
Yeah. So that's an old person way of saying it. What do the young kids say?
We're the new kids.
I feel your frequencies.
So old.
The new kids on the block, what are they saying?
I feel your frequencies. I can feel your...
New kids on the block.
Plethora
of
existence hover my... Bubble.
They talk about vibes.
No, she's
personal.
Doing. She's telling us words.
Yeah, it's all about feeling.
Feelings. I'm stoic.
It's a given. Yeah. Feelings.
Feelings.
They're like feelings are. and yeah, I'm coming.
Yeah, feelings can.
No, but that's kind of like the two. That's kind of like the
so
two.
So bad at this sometimes. Sometimes.
Okay. Okay.
That's a lot.
No, just keep firing. Just say anything, right?
Like no, Bob no, no.
I love feelings.
It's a lot of like, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a lot of like, ooh, this is the part of.
This is when you do this, and then you.
This is how you remind me of what I really am. It's not like you say sorry.
And then yeah, we just say sorry a lot in like more artistic way,
Michael,
like ours.
Michael sarcastic Cooper says sorry a lot. He's like, I apologize.
He's like, I really do if you want me to, but if it's funny, I don't.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, okay, Michael Cooper, you fucking wrote the Communist Manifesto.
Yeah.
Dude, I would love to go fishing with you, Michael Cooper.
Oh, so, yeah, said no one ever.
Yeah.
Fishing makes me feel so bad.
Well, just imagine it with Michael Cooper.
Are you one of the people that makes someone else take the hook out?
He's going to be like, oh, you have an iPhone? Okay.
He's like, I got.
What does he have? A window pixel?
I got worms.
I just don't have a cell phone.
He just pulls worms like out of his nose and his butt.
He's like, yeah.
I had a really long paranoia.
You don't need to stop for worms. I already got worms.
I'm like an apple. How you like them apples?
I'm infested with worms.
I was gonna say a lot of people have parasites.
Well, some people are parasites.
And ivermectin helps.
You got it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm a parasite.
You should
do an
episode where you guys just detox.
Have you been on Alex Jones?
I have.
Alexandra Jones?
Yeah, I am related. That's why. That's how it works. Every Alex is related. Wow. First name basis.
Really?
No.
I don't know if that's true, honestly.
Why? No. But
I'm pretty sure that.
It's a Polish show, so I want to play it for you.
No, yeah, it's my culture.
It's like polka, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know. I know Polish. I used to work in Portage Park.
Yeah, but sausage.
Yeah, I'd be like
kielbasa.
Mamy po polska.
Ja mówię po polsku. Jak się masz?
Get Alex to like we like instigate her to do something like start doing like voices of other cultures and and then you do it once and then we say, "Whoa, Alex, I don't know."
Whoa.
No.
I don't know. Like Louis said that he like never did improv, and then when he did it like one time, he just every idea someone had, you're supposed to support it, and he would just be like, "No, that's not what happened actually."
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
that's kind of disrespectful.
Yeah,
being supportive is not constructive.
There just because you can't do it.
You need to have constructive criticism. So what I do on this podcast is I talk shit about comedians behind their back. But I wait till the paywall normally,
which is a service on like it is.
It is because
you need to hear it if you're gonna. You get.
Yeah, we spill all the tea behind the paywall.
If there's something
at patreon.com/badcomedy, folks, the price is getting raised soon. I forgot to raise it, but we got
The fucking economy.
No, it's not the economy. Apple's charging us 30% more fees because they have to switch to in-app purchases, but only for new patrons. So if you're a patron, your grandfather, then
slaves.
We have like 1,000 patrons.
I
so you better respect them. Say, I respect you, patrons.
Okay, I want to shout out some comedians.
Respect the patrons.
Can I do that?
Yeah.
Like in a nice way. I love Grace Baylor. Because she fucking helped me out with my...
She works on a farm.
She works on a farm?
No,
yeah,
Grace Baylor told me.
She's a hay baler.
I was thinking about, I want to be a charismatic, kind of, good, you know, friendly, happy comic.
That, yeah,
she
that
said,
survived.
Well, you should probably kill yourself and give up because it's not going to happen.
That's smart. I agree.
Oh, okay.
When she told me that, I was...
I don't really agree with that.
Don't meet your heroes.
Who else? Who else do you like?
Me neither.
AJ Ladig? Is that how you say it?
No.
You don't like him? Mm-mm. Why not? I like
cancel.
You love AJ.
Cancel? Why? Why is he canceled?
You don't cancel AJ. You actually can't even cancel AJ. AJ is much ahead of the game.
AJ Guy's Dick?
Never get canceled.
That's the last name, Guy Dick? Guy's Dick?
But he'll never get anti-canceled.
Yeah, I thought it was Ludwig.
Ludwig? I think it's John Wick.
Yeah.
Wig leg.
Like this,
dumb.
If you had John Wick,
I'm sorry,
Scooby-Doo.
Okay, so Grace Baylor and then AJ John Wick and who else?
Yeah, they helped me a lot with my stuff.
Who else?
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know, Hannah Belmont.
Okay, she's cool.
She's cool.
What about Dale?
McPeak?
Cool. Yeah.
I like him. He's really funny.
So notice the difference.
Why is it so fast? What the fuck? That's so awkward. Oh my god. And that rings out. Wow, those are beautifully timed.
Yeah, it takes a while.
Who else?
Oh god, I don't know. I like
the bad. What about the Bad Comedy Podcast?
You like Brian Rowe?
The Bad Comedy Podcast.
Brian Crow.
Yeah. I'm thinking about like the new ones you guys probably hate.
She wouldn't say bad.
No, she kind of seemed.
She kind of skipped past the Bad Comedy Podcast.
Yeah. Like if she was in court and they were writing the text of whatever it said, it would say inaudible noise.
Yeah, there's a Max suggests saying Bad Comedy Podcast. Uh-huh. And then like coin shortage
sandwiched
pause.
Into a bunch of other people
yeah,
she likes.
Didn't say yes.
I love Mac Nepper's stand up. He's just awesome every time he hits the fucking stage.
Thank you.
So let's
and I
make
like
sure
Dylan Maher's.
Bill Maher's brother.
Bill Maher. Dylan Mayer's.
My mom.
One liner.
You should go
that one time.
Dylan Mayer sounds kind of good. That's like it's like John
can't
Mayer.
Remember one of my, a lot of people can remember at least one of my jokes.
You should go by Dylan Mayer. It's like John Mayer. It's like I want to scream at the top of my lungs.
He kind
of
owns the guitar thing.
I
don't
know.
Who else?
Yeah.
John Mayer.
John Mayer is always he's got this wisdom and advice.
Skylar Higley is cool.
Yeah, but his name's Skylar. Yikes.
Yeah, it's a bit cringe. Sorry, I forgot. Yeah. That's a bit. No one even says that anymore.
What?
I just need to hear.
Cringe.
Cringe?
That's what I'm saying. But what do you replace that with?
Embarrassed.
No, cringe.
Bad.
Yeah.
Gross.
I used to call it like Degrassi if something was like kind of lame. If it's like lame and cliche.
That's beautiful.
Like that's so Degrassi.
I'm stealing that.
You can have it. Degrassi.
I'm stealing that. That's fucking awesome.
What was the other thing that she said earlier?
I don't know.
No gag.
Oh, okay.
No gag.
Is that bad? Oh fuck!
No, it's DeGras. DeGras is
DeGras. DeGras. DeGras.
You know one thing I used to say to people in college when I was hammered, I'd be like, "Do you know people? Like, do you know people?
Tell us about your life and shit.
Do you know people?
I do.
You know people.
Yeah, like people. You know people.
No, we're talking about
you know
people.
I'm the worst.
Oh.
You people.
I'm the worst person. Yeah.
No.
That's what I would always say to people.
Do you say that to people who are like highly hammered? Like
no,
super
I would
hammered,
be hammered, or? And they'd be like, "What the fuck is wrong with this guy?"
Oh,
I would say I'm the worst, pretty much. So I would ask if they know people. Mm-hmm. They'd be like,
"This,
what?"
This
like,
has probably been done, but most of the time, like when I don't want to like talk to people and I'm like drunk, I will just like mumble, and they'll be like, "What?" And I'm like, and
then "Shut up." That's what you tell them.
Yeah.
And they were
no,
all
I'd be
of
like,
and they'd be like,
"Yeah."
What do you find?
Well, if you start, I don't know. It depends on the guy though that's talking to you because you never know if it's Dan Cass and you start slurring your words, you might just you know Dan Cass.
No, I carry
you.
My pH strips around. I'm good. He hasn't done that
you might
yet.
You might get Cass napped.
I think he runs out when he gets to me.
I'm just worried about like a minute ago you said that you were Tim Allen.
Huh?
Tim Allen stole my pan joke.
Okay.
What?
That's what I'm saying. You don't want to be Tim Allen.
He did a tweet. I'll show it to you later, but he stole my pan joke.
If you're Tim Allen,
this gun loaded?
We got to close this one off for battery purposes.
Oh, right. Brother.
Plus, our guest
could
be here
soon. We have to beat the
shit
out of Alex.
All right. No, not that type of battery.
No, we're just joshing you guys.
Battery.
It was a prank.
Wait, who's our guest?
Max.
Max Shanker.
Well,
he shanks a lot of...
He shanks the most people.
No, it's actually Jelly Roll.
Mm-hmm.
He's a rapper, producer from the South.
Max
Jelly Roll
blade.
Shanker.
All right, where can people find you, Coin Shortage?
You can find me on, I guess, YouTube now. Mm-hmm. I have a YouTube.
TikTok, a lot of TikTok.
Okay, so is...
Maybe not all TikTok.
All right, Instagram at Coin Shortage.
TikTok
What's
is DeGraw.
DeGraw. Instagram for sure. That's my main one.
What's your tube?
Coin shorted as well. Everything's
all coin. Okay,
everything's
cool.
Coin.
That's like me.
Yeah. SoundCloud is coin shortage. I have like.
Are you a rapper? I feel like you'd be along those lines. Like really, surplus. I feel like you'd be like really good.
Yeah, yeah. I ran because I can in a van.
Iran is a yeah.
And I love Iran. I love cans.
You love Iran, so you hate
soup.
Israel. Interesting. Okay.
And eat poop because so I noop. I got coops.
Yeah, that's actually really good.
I can keep going.
Yeah, you can.
I got awesome. A rooster.
That's on.
And a booster.
That's on SoundCloud.
No, I well, I have Party Song 1. I have a cover of the Nasty Song. I have. Are you cutting me out?
Wait, cover of what?
But I've been a nasty girl, nasty. I got a cover of that. Yes, yes, yes. No. Motherfucker. What is this right now?
It plugs. So
I feel like I'm in an episode of Curb.
Follow her at Coin Shortage.
I feel like I'm on an episode of like Seinfeld.
Well, we know what Curb is.
I feel like I'm in an episode of Friends or something.
You have to clarify by saying the writer of Seinfeld's show. You know?
Yeah. Curb? I love Larry David.
We know what Curb your enthusiasm is.
Yeah. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I thought I
never curb my enthusiasm for it. I love it. I'm enthusiastic for it, to be honest.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't curb it at all. I'm like, let's watch Curb.
Yes. Yes, yeah, yeah. It's so funny when he's like, ah!
And then Jeff Garland's like, yeah. I'm fat.
And then he's like, my wife, fucking bitch wife.
I'm a fat Jewish guy. And then Larry David's like, I'm a skinny Jewish guy.
There's someone at McDonald's that delivered to my apartment, and I just stole it. And then I was in my car cooking. Well, it was because it was 5 hours later.
Okay, sure, sure.
It was wrong, but then I was thinking...
You wrong for that.
Yeah, I was wrong for that, and then if someone walked by, I would have looked like Larry David, and that's...
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's a different bag.
Yeah.
I love Larry David so much.
There is an episode, I think, where, like, it's like everyone's voting, and then it was off by one vote, because
he talked the other person.
I love Larry David so much.
That's a genius idea, though.
He's so fucking...
Yeah.
So did you see him when he was just in town?
Well,
because I didn't.
Dylan, where do they find you?
You can find me outside of Larry's apartment. I'm not looking in there, Larry David's apartment.
Where is that?
Twitter. X.
He has a first floor because moving sucks. But yeah, so I'm not looking into his apartment. I'm looking in the reflection of it. I just happened to be there.
Yeah.
And I have a gun.
It's pretty cool. You live in a studio apartment. I always wanted to get an apartment with a studio in it.
Yeah, I know. So dance studio is out the window. There's not enough room. But
is it a rap studio then?
It's pretty much the size of one.
Okay.
So that's it's basically being in the sound.
Do you rap for your cats?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
It's about time I talk back.
Yeah.
I'm not taking that shit anymore.
And folks, you can find me at Bad Boy Comedy.
Alex makes us feel like we're watching like blue collar comedy tour.
Yeah, well, I'm.
Oy vey.
That's kind
you're
of
like a Jeff
that's
Fox
a Jewish slur. I feel offended by that.
No, you're in Seinfeld and
crew. Folks, find me at Bad Boy Comedy. Catch me at the Laugh Factory Comedy Bar Zanies. I'm headlining pretty much every weekend in front of Paul Farrakhan and Chris Bader Ginsburg.
Watching myself.
So
watch what.
And watch, you know what? Watch. We have a really big guest coming up. So we already told you who it was, but we didn't actually say who it was. You join patreon.com/badcomedy. You won't be sorry.
We like totally said who it was.
You won't be sorry, folks, and we'll catch you soon.